You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 28. But I say unto you that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. There is no doubt that today adultery is in epic proportion. It's a pandemic. It's everywhere. But most times people don't understand the nature of the sin of adultery. Adultery is not a problem with sex organ. Adultery is a problem of the heart. Adultery is not a problem of the action of man. Adultery is a problem with the heart of man. Many times people whom their spouses are cheating, they want the spouse to change. They want the spouse to stop. They think, oh, now that you have been caught, you should at least stop. They think, oh, now that you see me cry every day, you should stop. All of those things don't stop adultery. Please understand it. God said, I will give you a new heart. God didn't try to change people's behavior. He knew where the problem is. You think that a man should just look at you, pity you, and stop committing adultery. It's not going to stop. It's a problem with his heart. And I want to tell you, adultery, like Jesus rightly said, it's not until you are in bed with somebody. In your heart, do you lust? Do you look lustfully? You see, you will take the matter serious if you take the matter as a matter of the heart. Most time, people see adultery as a matter of an act. So what they are trying to prevent is an act. Not knowing that once the intention is there, it is as good as being done. So just imagine, a man is married. That man, since the day he got married, he never engaged with intercourse with another woman. And they live till their old age. And this man died at the age of 95. There's another man. A day before his wedding, he was with another woman. The following day after his wedding, he was with another woman. And the pattern continued. And he also lived till the age of 95 and died. When they both stand before the Lord and they didn't repent, you will be surprised that they were both adulterers. The one that never slept with another woman spent all his life lusting after women, but he never committed the act. One lusted and committed the act. Did you know in reality there is no difference? You see, it is human beings that think that one is serious. The other is not serious. As far as God is concerned, he said, you have already. Look at that word already. Already. Had already committed adultery with her. Already. Already in his heart. Adultery does not take place in an hotel. Adultery does not take place on a bed. Adultery takes place in the heart. If there is no adultery in the heart, there will be no adultery on the bed. The reason why he's traveling, going to places, sleeping with strange women everywhere. The reason why he can't resist anything in skirt. The reason why he lodges people in hotel and tells you that he's in a conference, he's in a meeting. It's because adultery is in the heart. Is in the heart. It's a matter of the heart. And that's why the Bible says, Jesus rather said, except a man is born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. The scripture says, if a man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Until a man experiences the regeneration of Christ, he can't stop. Sometimes you think he should just stop. Why is he doing this? He should just stop. No, he needs a power to stop. He can't stop by himself. He needs to become born again. You see, you say, but he's a pastor. That is the issue. He's a pastor. He's not born again. Anybody can pick the title and can just call himself a pastor. He's not born again. Until a man is born again, born again. Brethren, what I will say to you is this, personally. Take heed to thy heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Deal with the matter of sin with the grace of God in your heart. Don't let sin become an action. At the point where the temptation is coming to your heart, it is at that point that you will rebuke Satan. It is at that point that you will stand on the word of God and say, how can I do such a thing and sin against God? It's at that point you will say, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is in your heart. Don't allow it to get into your act. I pray the Lord will give you wisdom and understanding in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please understand that there is victory over any form of sin only in Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. To know more about the burden of the ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.